going on? Party Nerds are back 2020. There's a lot to talk about. I mean, right now in the MCU, and before we get into it, let's introduce the cast. To my right, we got the man himself, Dev Nasty. That was the most lackluster. No one gives a damn about Dev Nasty.
Yeah.
He don't give a damn about himself, obviously.
I don't.
So we got that. Devin, how you feeling today, man?
I'm cool, man. I want to talk about what we're going to talk about. You feel me?
Oh, okay. AKA his mind is somewhere else. But we will move on. Next to Devin, we got James Grandmaster Facts.
Hey, man. What's going on? Being blinded by this crown over here to my right.
Oh, my God. Man. So we have to explain this ridiculous thing on Jorge's head. And this is Jorge, everyone.
What's up?
He got a Whopper at Burger King.
No, I didn't get a Whopper at Burger King. It's fucking the real deal. I bodied these two people in Street Fighter after they challenged
me.
Listen,
shut up. Somebody, Darnell left the door wide open, you know what I'm saying, on some goofy shit. Fucking up the sound. Fuck up the sound.
So stay tuned after the thing. We're gonna do another Street Fighter tournament, and you'll get to see me.
Listen, Jorge's closer to the door.
I'll try.
Yeah, that works.
Can we start all this from scratch?
Just to watch him whoop some ass.
No.
Nope.
No. This is natural.
Absolutely.
This is natural.
This is how fucked
chaos
up we are.
All right. So there's a lot to talk about. When did the MCU officially start with what movie was it? The Hulk was first, right?
Iron
Man first.
2008 probably.
No, I think the Incredible Hulk with
because they popped up at the end.
Technically was the first.
Man, fuck that.
I know it don't count, but we're going back. So what year was that?
2008, fuck that.
2008.
So 2008 is when
Phase 1.
Phase 1 of what we know it as the MCU began. Now, before that we did have like the X-Men films, which were great and all, but this
which was what?
Great. X-Men was for its time. In retrospect.
Okay, I'll give you that.
No, in retrospect, it was trash. What the fuck are you talking about?
When you were young and you first saw X-Men, you were not like, yo,
Guess
this
what?
Is the shit.
Guess what? To see anybody be Wolverine,
right?
To see anybody, that doesn't mean it was good. It meant that I was starving. Because guess what? If you motherfucking didn't eat in a week and I came to you with a motherfucking candy bar that I dipped underneath my balls.
Okay.
Still eat it.
You would still eat it happily because you're hungry as fuck and you'll dig in trash cans.
Listen, I don't know why you talk about Nestle's balls, but all I'm saying is this. Back when that movie was out, back in the day when it came out, it was the shit because we really, this is the first time, like you said, we saw Wolverine, we saw Storm, we saw all these characters. Now, thinking back on it, obviously, compared to where movies have gone, we're always going to be like, yo, new stuff is better, but it was good. It was great during this time. So,
but it wasn't until the great and masterful Marvel started this thing called the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Exactly.
Something that ages well because we're sitting here talking about a 2008 movie, right? In 2020.
Shit,
right?
Still hot.
And the way that we feel about it is like, yo, that joint was fire still, right? So we're talking about 12 years later. But if we went back to X-Men number one and we fast forward 12 years from there to 2012, or whatever, 2013, something like that, we knew that shit was trash by 2013.
Oh, my God.
We knew it.
Did not age well.
We knew we could do better.
And we did do better. But the whole point of it is being that, so the MCU, it started a trend of connecting movies. Like, you always had sequels.
Yeah.
You always had, like, back in the day, you had, like, Batman, you know, the sequel to Batman. I'm talking the Michael Keaton ones. You had Superman with Christopher Reeve, Superman 2, then they got progressively worse, you know, but...
Yeah, he peeled the S off of his chest and threw it at somebody
like
and they
cellophane.
Wrapped up in it.
Like Saran Wrap.
He's so random.
He never used that power before.
When you have Richard Pryor?
We all love Richard Pryor, but all that's just to say, like, we've seen the evolution of the MCU and it just get better and better. So what tonight's topic is pretty much going to be, right now that we've been through all these glorious Marvel years of
three
great
phases.
Movies, I mean, even some of the worst movies were not horrible. They were just not as good as the other ones. So
correct.
My question to you guys, and tonight on the show, what we want to talk about is, where can the MCU take it from here? Do you see the next phase getting better? Can they outdo what they did, like actually connecting the stories, like we said?
No.
Like, so you see it getting worse?
Yes.
I say yes, too.
Yes.
As horrible as it is for saying.
No way. So what I'm saying is, when you're so high up,
mm-hmm. only one place
fall,
to go.
The fall isn't going to be all the way back down.
Right.
So I'll still be satisfied with a 30% drop off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll still be cool with it.
But there, Marvel has so many characters, so many storylines.
See, absolutely. See, this is my point. The reason I think it can go against the grain, normally I would agree with both of you guys, but in this case, I actually think they can do better. I actually think they can actually now. I think that you have Kevin Feige and people behind the scenes that kind of seen what they've done right and wrong and be like, you know what? Now, the problem I see is the fans, because the more, it's almost just like when you start giving your kid, you start spoiling your kid, giving them toys. What's going to happen after a while? He's going to expect it. Like, I want this, because you've programmed your kid. That's us as fans. And like, I'm guilty of it. It's just like, oh, okay, MC, let's see what you do with the Eternals. If it's off by the slightest bit, like, that's nothing. Like, do you right. feel me? You know, that's the only problem. So the problem is us, not the actual project.
But the people don't count. The people that know who the Eternals are do not count.
Why would you say that?
That takes me out of the equation.
They don't count.
But did anyone because know who the Guardians of the Galaxy were?
Exactly. So the people that knew about Guardians of the Galaxy don't count. You know who counts? The brand new people that watch Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's what they're trying to get.
This is fucking fire. If a person watched it and said, that's not Guardians, they're a small niche group of people.
The gatekeepers.
No one gives a fuck. Fuck them. They're not the billion people that go to the movies to watch this shit. So when you're talking about, you know, the Guardians of the Galaxy, when you're talking about anything, Nova Corps, when you talk about anything that's an obscure thing in comic books, the true comic book fan no longer counts. The MCU is not for the comic book fan. No. It's for the big world.
It's basically built for 16-year-olds and people in China.
But see, well, okay, but so then my question to you would be, then why do you think it's only going to get worse? I mean, worse in the eyes of people our age. Like, one thing we got to remember is we might be older even than some of our audience watching this. So a younger generation is now going to come into this next phase. So they're going to come in now, just how we looked at, oh, this Iron Man 1 is dope, or this and that. They're going to be looking at, like, oh, this Eternals, man, that kicked our... Or, you know, oh, the Black Widow, whatever it is now, like, what's to make you think that we're not looking at it biased?
I looked at the first three phases of the MCU, and I saw them bringing in the most popular characters that Marvel had to amass. And then within 10 years, we don't have Iron Man anymore. We have an emasculated Hulk. Thor is disheveled and fat. Captain America is old and withering. I mean, Thor might come back as all father.
He's a rap for him.
And he passed the torch to Falcon, who was a subliminal character.
But the funny thing is, the whole idea of the multiverse coming in, and this is where it gets interesting, they can literally change all that. They can literally recast people and make it.
Add in multiverse and shit like that, it takes away the actual danger of a person dying.
Right.
It starts making it like, oh, there's just another version of him in world.
Oh, you mean like comic books?
Correct. And like I told you, comic book people are a niche.
Mm-hmm.
The grand scale of the world don't want that bullshit. They want characters that they could say he can die and he's gone. Not, oh, this is another Wolverine from a different dimension and he could come here and then there's going to be this implosion or incursion.
Right.
Man, they don't want none of that, bro.
It's basically saying within the next 10 years, if Peter Parker was to die and then all of a sudden Miles Morales pops up out of nowhere, is that going to be received well?
We would love it.
We would. You know, I think that shit would be fine.
I think that Miles Morales is your best hope.
Exactly.
That for this. Like, that's a little bit different because Miles Morales has really been introduced.
I don't understand. Why would you say that? And when we have yet to see the X-Men or Fantastic Four, Miles?
Okay. So when we're talking about the dimensions thing, right? Miles Morales has already been introduced in a very successful movie.
Yes,
people love him already.
Yes.
They're waiting to see a real life Miles Morales that they could put in there and that they would accept if Peter Parker died right now. Yep. And then it's like, well, we got the new Spider-Man that we fuck with. As long as they cast that right kid, now they got this black Puerto Rican kid, and he's dope to them, I can see him still working. The issue with these other characters are, we watch these characters appear and have origin stories when the world didn't know about superheroes, right?
Correct.
Now, all the characters we're going to see is in a post we know about superheroes world. It's just a little bit different feeling than
to me, you that's all writing, man. You can make that work. You can make it because of these events. Like, let's say hypothetically, they bring in Professor X, and now that mutants are a big thing. Looking at all the destruction that all these movies have done to the world, the snap or the blip, everyone coming back. Mm-hmm. Now that gives you a reason for this whole discrimination against these type of people. Because if this world was real, now people are gonna be like, oh, they might kill us.
So,
you know what I mean?
So we talked about this on a prior show. How do you do Magneto without him being a World War II?
Right. Without that origin story that made him who he is.
Without that origin story of him being
a Holocaust in
the Holocaust and going through what he's going through, because he can't be that anymore, because that's so long ago. So now you have to move it up to a newer tragedy, or make up one.
Make him Magnegro.
No, so one. So that's where the new that's the first part that's going to piss people off.
Absolutely,
yep. Manipulate plastic.
It's because when he's Magnegro, and he's a black dude. Because in our time period, people that look like me are the motherfuckers that are in trouble. You know what I'm saying? Not the Jewish guy. They running shit. I salute y'all. Y'all doing y'all motherfucking thing.
That was racist, Devin.
It's racist to tell a person they running shit?
Oh, I thought you meant like running away. Okay, sorry.
running away? They fucking own everything.
Right, that's true. No, you go, Jews.
Yeah. We're hoping to get on a channel one day that's owned by them. What are you talking about? Yeah.
No, but I mean, ultimately, so I'm saying like right now, so for the next phases of the movies coming up, like I really feel that we're going to, like, you've been waiting for a good representation that you have not seen yet of the Fantastic Four. You've been waiting for this new take on, like, you know, the X-Men and stuff like that. I think this is now something that obviously the new younger audience is going to love, but something that the veterans from the 10 years can be like, all right, you know, let's give this next phase a shot. So I don't think it's going to get worse. I think it's going to get different.
But is it going to be taken into the fact that we look at these next three phases and people know just from comics in general that everybody doesn't stay dead? So do they see an impending return of some of their favorite characters in these next three phases?
But do they just take the spotlight off of them? You know what I mean?
Do you think, does anyone out there think that Fantastic Four is doper than Avengers?
Nope.
Period. Fuck no.
Nope.
Wait. Did you think back in the day Iron Man was like the dopest of all the superheroes?
No.
No, but I thought Avengers was fucking Avengers.
But was Iron Man ever in your brain the leader back in the day?
He wasn't.
No.
The movie wrote him into that. They built him to that part. They can build Mr. Fantastic. They can build them to that level.
And guess what else they did, right? Before watching Iron Man in real life, the way you thought about Iron Man's armor was like he was getting in a suit on some regular shit. They, because of the time change and everything, they got nanotechnology. Like, it's something that you didn't even imagine how it formed on his body and all that.
Right.
But we know that the thing is a big man made out of rock, right?
Yeah.
It's not as cool as Hulk. Is it as cool as Hulk? No, he doesn't turn back and forth. He's just a big rock man, right?
Yeah.
That wears a trench coat and a motherfucking hat.
But the thing is more, he relates to human behavior more. Like, he just like,
you're talking about Iron Man.
I'm talking about Ben Grimm.
Motherfuckers, listen, he's a big rock man, big as hell, walking around. He's going to have the trench coat on because he has to, because that's a part of the history. But it's going to be goofy a little bit.
Of course.
It's going to be goofy, right? You got Invisible Girl. She turns invisible. She makes force shields.
Yeah.
Force fields.
That's it.
Okay. You got a dude that sets himself on fire. That becomes a fire guy.
And you got the smartest man in the universe.
Now he is
needed.
The one thing about this that's like, because fuck his power, because his power was always trash. Stretching is fucking whack.
Which is the same as Plastic Man in DC.
It's fucking whack.
Miss Marvel.
The fact that he can invent anything, the tech part, is the part that makes him dope. The other guys, fucking Johnny Storm, man, suck a dick. No one cares, bro.
But you know what? Think about this, though. Like, so they can't, the whole thing is like, I wonder if the MCU, Kevin Feige, them, if they're thinking 10 years again, because the bottom line is the worst thing you could do. And I think look at the old Batman movies. You had the first Batman movie, you had him and the Joker. Second one, they brought in the Penguin and Catwoman. You're like, you're getting a little cluttered.
Yeah.
Third one, it was a hot mess. You had Two-Face, you had the Riddler. Man, I like that.
Mr. Freeze.
Batgirl, Poison Ivy.
My fear, what I hope they don't do, what I don't think they're going to do, is they try to bring, because now that they have the rights, I hope they don't get like a kid in a candy store, like, oh, let's slowly build to it.
The thing, from all that you just said, what DC didn't have was one person calling the shots. One person that said, we are not going to fuck this shit up.
Yeah, exactly.
We are not going to do that costume.
Right.
I'm not putting nipples on Batman. Poison Ivy is not going to get caught in a lair, and Bane is not going to look stupid.
Oh, my God.
No, I mean, and that's the truth. But now, like, let's talk about that, because the Kevin Feige situation, he did not fire the director of the Doctor Strange movie, just stepped down because of creative differences.
Because
fans are pissed about that.
And this is exactly how it went. This is the chain of events that basically happened. So he introduced Phase 4. And then in Phase 4, he said, we're going to introduce Doctor Strange 2, Multiverse of Madness, and it's going to be Marvel's first horror movie. Then he does an interview 2 months later. Well, it has kind of like horror vibes, kind of like how Indiana Jones had horror vibes to it. And then a month later, says, it's not really a horror movie. Then, all of a sudden, the director steps down. But I'm staying on as executive producer. So I'm going to get my money, but I'm just not going to be in charge of this shit.
But now, so let me ask, but like, at this point, did Kevin Feige do you wrong? Like, why would you not trust that he has the right vision for it?
Listen, certain things, man, I just hope. I have hope in Marvel. I said 30% decline, I'm still happy.
Yep.
This is off subject a little bit. The Mandalorian, right? That wouldn't have been dope as a movie.
No.
If you gave that 3 hours, 2.5 hours, and gave me this movie about this man, that shit would have been like any other movie that you don't like from fucking Star Wars. That shit would have been
Solo.
Right? It would have
been Solo.
Solo. But if you give me a Nova Corps show, where you get to flush out the characters, you get to see long-term interaction,
mm-hmm.
8 to 10 hours
right.
of interaction. That is more the wave, but I understand there ain't nothing like box office motherfucking money. So they got to cram these stories in. You think I wouldn't love to see a X-Men series be, fuck a movie. All of a sudden they had X-Men is going to be a 12-part
Disney Plus joint.
See, I mean, yeah, just no Disney Plus Plus. You gotta pay fucking
Disney Multiply.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you gotta pay an extra motherfucking $20 a month to watch this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like that would be some shit where it's like, yo, they came out with a pay per view. I don't give a fuck what they had to do if they told it in a series form to flush this out more. Cause I don't want to see no rush scene, right? Of Professor X and Magneto.
Yeah.
Like, okay, yeah, I get the whole history.
Yeah, yeah.
Because in a 2.5 hour movie, right? How much time do you gotta give for Magneto's backstory?
Oh, at least
a movie?
A movie.
Yeah.
No.
At least 20 minutes.
No. 20 minutes fair?
Yeah.
20 minutes?
Sure.
I'm saying if they cut it down 15.
Yeah.
Then Professor X. Another what? 15? You want to give him 10 minutes? Like, you cut his head off, give him only 10 minutes because his isn't as tragic, right?
And then Wolverine?
So fuck Wolverine. You can't even use him.
No.
Yeah, his story is entirely different.
You can't even use Wolverine. You got to start with the first motherfuckers. Wolverine's not in it.
He's not in it.
The first class, yep.
It's like Beast, I mean, Angel.
Truth be told, like, at our ages, Marvel should have a game plan to be making movies till long after we're all dead because they have so many characters. So
X-Men needs its own 10-year plan. They're not going to give it a 10-year plan. No fucking way.
Because they're anxious. That's
And they're fitting way too many characters into the whole biz right now.
But see, here's the thing. We don't know this. I'm just saying that Batman, let's let Batman serve as a warning of what can happen if you rush things, if you try to put too many characters in, because, you know, but again, our hope is that Kevin Feige is not going to let this happen. I'd rather a whole movie on Storm, which sounds ridiculous, just Storm. They were like, why'd they do a whole movie on her? But it was dope. And now, like, you know, like slowly build, just like at the end. Listen, and all of a sudden, we're like, oh, did you see Wolverine's claw? Yeah, he's coming. No. He's coming. Shit.
I think that the way it would be successful is to literally do the same exact thing that they already did.
Yeah, exactly.
With Avengers. With X-Men, but then you can't do all that other shit you announce. All that other shit you're doing.
It goes out the window.
No, you literally got to be like, yo, let's dead this.
Mm-hmm.
And let's do X-Men, because X-Men's fucking roster is ridiculous.
That's a lifetime. It's a lifetime of
side teams, my G.
It's a lifetime of movies.
It's mad bad guys, B. It's like, it's so much going on. And that is your reboot that you could live off of for 10 fucking years. Y'all could take y'all time to find y'all Wolverine. You could really do some shit with that. But they don't want, man, they scared as fuck to have an X-Men without Wolverine. I know it.
It's true.
They're scared as
fuck. Because one of the biggest things that the MCU did do is that they invented the post-credit scene. Like, they ain't really, like, invented, but they took advantage of it hardcore.
They made you look forward to it.
And they provided a cliffhanger of what was to come, whether it was the Cosmic Cube or whether it was like going to Asgard for the first time and all that type of shit.
That's marketing. That's it. Like, and that's the whole thing. Like, people, Marvel was so smart with that.
And that's where Feige takes his advantage. But now, you know, they're saying, okay, did we spread him way too much? Because now he's dissolved fucking Marvel TV. It's now streaming. And then I still have the cinematic universe. Oh, by the way, I'm now also in charge of content creating comics. I'm doing this shit now.
Wow.
And he's tying in the show with the movies now.
Yeah, it's like...
So you think his plate might be too full.
Is he spread too thin?
That's a danger, you know, but again, going back to what we were originally talking about, from talking to you guys almost, you have hope. I have hope.
I have hope.
Now, but naturally, if you look at the history of movies and sequels, aside from Superman 2, which was better than Superman 1, normally when you have a sequel or, you know, it gets worse and worse, or even if you have like trilogies, they don't get better just because people have seen it before, but the eclectic nature of the MCU should make it better. Now, here's the other problem with the age of actors. So think about it. If you have a 10-year plan, does it make sense? Like, how are you going to do? Because, you know, they're already recasting Tom Hiddleston as Loki. They're kind of making him young again just so these young actors can carry this into Jablip. You know what I mean? So, like, well, so.
What about the technology now? The Irishman, how they make Robert De Niro look young and shit.
But do you want to do that for the next 10 years, or you just want to do that for one movie? Because the one thing that they start.
It's going to get cheaper.
The one thing that they started to do is that they started to pop in, like, little advantages towards the Young Avengers. But the thing is, the Young Avengers was like. That was like 60 years after they created the Avengers. They're talking about like introducing Ms. Marvel. They're talking about introducing Hulkling, introducing Speed and Wiccan. Like, nobody's ever heard of these characters.
Don't they need Ms. Marvel in order to make Rogue? Is that a connection?
It's a connection.
So you know
the connection?
No.
Well, I mean, why you think Rogue can fly and can fucking has super strength?
My mama.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just didn't she like take her powers or something like that?
Pretty much.
Yeah. It's like she held on to her too long or some shit like that. But then when you watch X-Men dropped the ball heavy. They had a Rogue that did nothing.
Yeah.
Had no real power. Her power was to take other people's power, but you never saw her do anything.
And she wasn't outspoken. She was shy and quiet.
Because why would she?
The strongest motherfucker.
Why would
in
she
X-Men.
Be if she don't got super strength?
Pretty much.
If she can't fly. They're missing the elements that made Rogue. Rogue is like, Rogue is permanently super strong because of what she did. Because if she holds on to a person too long, she can absorb their power forever.
Right. I don't know. Like I said, at this point, because I know we got to get ready to wrap it up, but I still think that moving forward, like, obviously we're all looking forward to it, but I think there's hope for the MCU, for them to really... Now, the weird thing is this phase right here, because it's not like they have... The Eternals, you don't know about. Black Widow, movie. All right, cool.
Shang-Chi.
Yeah, don't Shang-Chi. Know about. Don't know about. So it's like they're really coming into this next phase, rolling the dice, as opposed to coming at now. Here's a Fantastic Four, or here's it. Like, they could have done that.
But rather than having, like, an Ant-Man, which was like a filler movie, they have all these filler episodes that they're going to use through
Disney
Plus.
But is that smart? Is that smart bringing in these nobodies? We're not nobodies.
But that's the thing. We don't know because we've never done streaming before. Yep. Ever.
And tying into the movie.
Well, like Defenders, Netflix, they, at least that's what gave Disney Plus the idea. Let's take this to streaming and let it be known it was the success of the Marvel characters
even
on Netflix.
Even that was like a big debacle. Like, however the timeline lined up and they had a perfect Daredevil.
Yes, they did.
Perfect Daredevil. I would say a fucking perfect Luke Cage.
Perfect Jessica Jones.
They bodied it. The only one that was fucking whack.
Chain bullets.
Oh, man.
Bum ass fucking Iron Fist. But beyond that, and then how that whole thing fucked up and people wanted to see them in the MCU and still got these like hopes
and
dreams.
Still might still be in the
MCU.
Yeah,
they got like these hopes and dreams. They everything's not going to line up the way you want it to. And there's going to be some problems that's going to pop up. These motherfuckers cannot get comfortable and think we're going to make a cash grab off of every fucking character and just be able to pull up all of these people, man. It sucks that we can't get a full Marvel Venom. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's another whole universe that would just be...
The symbiotes.
If it was done by Marvel Studios alone, it would be crazy.
But they're merging now. I mean, you saw in the Morbius trailer, you know, they're, I mean,
Vulture's in it.
Like,
so that basically brought in the connection like of the MCU into Sony.
It's like you got this perfect recipe and you're putting a couple other ingredients in. Is it going to make it better or worse?
Listen, God. Morbius, though, I'm good. I'm good on that.
All right, guys, party. So, how can they, how can they check out more of our episodes, James?
Well, first of all, you need to pay attention to this video. Like, comment, and subscribe to us at the Party Nerds YouTube channel. Feel free to check us out all on YouTube, all on Instagram. Cage Nerd, Devin Wade. Yeah. Not
you
Dev
were
Nasty.
About to say Dev Nasty.
I was going to say Dev Nasty. Devin Wade. But that's not his name on Instagram. Grandmaster Facts. And Jorge_PartyNerds. I gotta say your full name. Check that slash off. Jorge_PartyNerds.
Right.
And you can see us basically every episode here, Tuesday nights at 7 p.m.
Yep. See you guys next week. All right, man. Party Nerds out. Yep.
Peace.
Party Nerds. Party Nerds. Party Nerds. Party nerds.